a podcast download exclusively from Sonic 102.9.
The Garner Andrews Show podcast for Norquest. Norquest is Edmonton's community college. Check them out at www.norquest.ca. The Garner Andrews Show to go.
Good morning, my many friends. I'm Garner Andrews Show studio usher Teddy Peterson. Tiger Woods checked himself out of sex rehab on Friday. His wife was there to pick him up and take him home. If I have done the math correctly, that would be a drive home that packed the awkward silence punch of watching 10,000 tampon ads with your father. Now, silence. Silence, I say. For can't you see we're trying to do a show here? Here comes another steaming pantload of Garner Andrews Show on the Sonic.
Gas to go from Sonic 129.
Amber, do we have somebody with the answer to my question?
Talking a few minutes ago about how much I love the last 15 or 20 seconds of that Vampire Weekend Cousins song. I love those bells you hear at the end, and I want that gig playing those bells with that little hammer. What are those things called?
They're actually called chimes.
Chimes? That's way too easy.
Well, I know. There's probably more technical term, but they're more commonly known as chimes.
That'd be a pretty sweet gig, though. Hey, in the orchestra, you're the chime guy, or the timpani guy, because it's not like you have a lot of, it's not like you see action from the start of the piece to the end of the piece. You might have maybe 12 bars of action.
But that's probably the best bars of the piece.
Yeah.
Because the strings, there's about 40 of them. No one really cares about them. As soon as the timpanis come in, everyone's listening.
Yeah. What, are you in the symphony?
I used to be in the youth orchestra, Edmonton.
Yeah.
I played flute, though, so I'm not sure what kind of parts the chimes have.
Yeah. How did you manage as a high school guy carrying around that little flute case?
Well, the flute was kind of the lesser of evils at the time because I also played the violin and the piano.
Yeah.
So, throughout the younger years, it was definitely, I was known as the guy girl.
Guy girl?
Yeah, because I played those sissy instruments.
Wow, how sad. How have things worked out for you?
I got a lot of attention from girls in band camp, so.
Ooh. See, I think, hang on a second. Let's riff on this for a minute here. Do you want to tell me your first name or not?
Yeah, sure. My name's Josh.
Josh. Josh, you are a heterosexual male, right?
Yes.
Okay. Here's the thing. I think that you need to set yourself apart from your competition, okay? I want you to think of Josh. Josh, think of yourself as a business, and you're in the business of wooing the ladies. You're in competition with every other heterosexual male in your high school. You're all going after the same girls. But by playing the flute, chances are you're in a little flute sandwich with a couple of hot girls, right? Sitting in the orchestra.
Many times.
Yeah. Band camp, when they break off into woodwinds and then they break that down into flutes and clarinet. You're with all girls, right?
14 girls, one guy.
So I encourage this. Young guys, if you want to meet the girls, take up sewing, take up dancing or cheerleading or playing the flute. And get there early. Wherever the girls are, get there early because, this is going to blow your mind. The girly bird catches the worm. Huh?
The Garner Andrews Show podcast.
Hey, I was just listening to Josh there, and I think that the best idea is to go into culinary clubs, actually.
Yeah, Josh got teased. He was the guy girl back in high school because he played the flute.
Oh, yeah.
And,
I only heard the tail end of your guys' conversation.
No, there. And I said he played his cards right as a heterosexual male. He played his cards right because he put himself in situations where he was surrounded by girls all the time.
Oh, definitely. That's why in high school I went into the culinary class.
Uh-huh.
And now you're learning how to cook, too. So you can actually, instead of always having to take them out for supper, you bring them over to your place, you know, kick your parents out of the house for a little bit.
And yeah.
Cook a nice meal for her.
And then after you're done eating, you can say, hey, Becky, want to go back to my bedroom and do our algebra homework? I honestly don't think most guys don't do enough to increase their odds when it comes to wooing the ladies.
Exactly. You know, they're all going for that preppy cheerleader that's got 60 guys going for her.
And it's not just high school. It's when maybe you are, maybe you're fresh out of a marriage, you're divorced, and now you're thinking to yourself, I'm going to hit the club scene. Well, you know what? Every other guy on the club scene is looking for the same thing you are. I would highly recommend something else. Some cooking classes, some art classes, learning to sew.
Oh, yeah, exactly. You know, you got to go where your best odds are.
That's right.
The Garner Andrew Show podcast.
How are you doing?
I'm good. How about you?
Well, I'm on Highway 2, just before Nisku, and we're going 20 kilometers per hour.
So how are you going to pass the time?
How am I going to pass the time?
Yeah.
Listening to you. Okay. I don't know. Maybe I'll do some knitting. You never know.
Right on. Well, maybe you could do a little bit of journaling. Dear really? Diary.
Oh, yeah. I never thought of that.
Yeah. If you were writing in your diary right now, what would you be saying?
Thank God I didn't have those nasty burps I had last night.
What did you eat?
I don't know what I ate. That's the problem. But I had, like, the rotten egg burps.
Ooh.
And my wife was sitting, like, 10 feet away from me, and she could smell them. That's how bad they were.
Wow. And this is exactly why most guys don't write in journals.
Yeah.
That's going to be a hell of a diary one day when somebody breaks into your nightstand and reads that
thing.
Right.
Yeah. They're going to go, oh, look at that. Yeah.
I would love to find an anonymous Sonic girl. I just think it would be funny if we had a girl that would call in every day and read excerpts from her diary on the radio. You could remain anonymous. I just think that would be good, good radio. And don't get me wrong, listening to you talk about how your burp smelled last night, that's good. But I want to hear about somebody's feelings. I want to hear about what daddy did to them.
It's Gas to Go from Sonic
1029. I'm calling in. I've got a perfect winter Olympics event that I would like to see this year.
Okay, here we go. Olympic events we'd like to see.
It's Olympic toboggan jousting.
Toboggan jousting. So how does this work? You in a half pipe, maybe?
Well, I was thinking more along the lines of just two mounds of snow built up perpendicular across from one another.
Yeah, facing each other, yeah.
The guys start out sitting, holding their spear, and by the time they get to the bottom and start to level out, they have to stand up and joust. First, the person who stays on the sled wins.
This is good.
I think it's a million-dollar event right there.
Yeah, what is your first name?
It is Darren.
Darren, thank you for being on Olympic Events We'd Like to See.
The Gas to Go podcast.
I got an event for your Olympic...
Olympic events that we'd like to see.
Yeah, I'm surprised. I don't know if anybody mentioned it, but I'm surprised that... you know the... What's that one where you got to ski around and shoot things? Biathlon, is it?
Yeah, it's biathlon.
Oh, how about biathlon ski jumping?
So you go down that big jump, you catch some huge air...
Yeah, and then you got to aim, fire, and then land.
Yeah, I think that would rival the gold medal hockey game as the number one draw.
You think so?
Yeah.
That last caller said that his jousting tobogganing was $1 million. Right there. That biathlon ski jumping, $100,000 event.
Then you'll get the disgruntled athlete who just starts firing into the crowd.
Yeah, exactly. Because think about it. You gotta touch, and then you gotta jump, and then pull the gun out, aim, fire, and then land.
Yeah. A little bit dark, but I'm not gonna lie to you. I would pay money to go see that.
Gas to Go from Sonic 1029.
Morning, how are you?
Oh, good. How about you?
Good, I have a new Olympic event.
Sure, I think we need to spice the Olympics up a bit. I don't know that the hype is there this year.
I agree. Absolutely agree.
What is your idea?
Well, I think we should have a snowshoe marathon.
So like 26 miles on snowshoes.
You betcha.
Yeah, that would be solid. Through bear country. Fun. Through grizzly bear country too, right?
Exactly. Out through the outback of up the mountain, around the mountain.
Yeah. Wearing a suit of meat.
Well, I think they should have a parka.
Okay, wearing a parka, but in every pocket of the parka is a pound of bacon.
That's definitely encouragement.
It's a Sonic podcast.
Hey, how are you this morning?
I'm good. How about you?
I'm having like a junk food hangover Monday post-Super Bowl party.
Oh, you got busy with the junk. What did you eat?
well, Domino's had a special on, so there was one of those and some wings and some chips and some chocolate chip cookies. Lots of pop.
Yeah. No beer though, hey?
No. We kept it clean. Well, we had to watch it at about 9:30, 10 o'clock last night. We had a PVR. So
the whole time you had to avoid all media, right?
Yes.
Was it tough?
No, I just turned my cell phone off and played with the kids till they went to bed.
And I don't know what it is with everybody now. Everybody wants to be the spoiler now. Yeah, everybody wants to post it on Facebook or Twitter, or they want to be the first guy to let you know what happened. Remember when we all 10 years ago, we all had some decency and self-respect and didn't need to be the person that told you who won Survivor or who won the Super Bowl. We were all confident enough in our skills and with our personalities that we didn't need to win favor with our peers by being the first person to break the news. And now we're all clamoring to be the first person to tell you.
It's true.
It's almost like you feel like it's like everybody wants to be the first one to tell you a piece of gossip.
Exactly. Now,
and I think that's what's happened with sport as well. Everybody wants to be the first person to break the news.
Which sucks as a sports guy, trying to PVR everything and, time delay it.
Yeah.
Oh, annoying.
It's the Garner Andrews Show to go. Want to hear more stuff like this? Check out the Lane Mitchell Podcast, available for free at sonic1029.com.
Hi, Garner. I have a theory as to why people want to play spoiler. People nowadays, they just sit and watch TV. At my office, they basically go home, watch TV until the time to go to bed. So their entire life experience is all these things they've seen unfold on TV. Or I could win Spelunking in the Amazon, but that wouldn't be nearly as interesting as what happened on CSI Miami last night.
Yeah, I guess it's easier to punch in what happened on Lost into your computer than it is to actually pick up the phone and call 25 friends on the West Coast.
True.
Yeah.
But why don't you tell them about the walk in the park you had or something you actually did that was,
I don't want to sound like I'm 100 years old, and maybe I come off sounding like I'm 100 years old, but I think information is currency now. And
yeah.
Information has never, ever been more available either.
True.
But yet people now, it's like knowing who won Survivor before anybody else and spreading that rumor. It's like it makes you not even king for a day. It makes you king for like 30 seconds. And I think we're all craving those 30 seconds where we are the one in the know.
Absolutely.
Yeah. And look, we all have Facebook and Twitter, and we want to keep pumping out the updates. So what ends up happening is we end up spoiling sporting events and series finales and series premieres because we have nothing else to say.
Gas to go. Sonic.
How are you today?
Oh, good.
That's good. Well, I have like kind of a good Facebook story. I don't know if you want to keep talking about this.
Oh, sure, but, sure.
It has nothing to do with spoiling Super Bowl or anything like that. But I had friends calling me one day to give me condolences because they had read on my sister's Facebook status that my grandma had died and I hadn't known yet.
Oh.
Yeah. So I'm like, how did you find out? And they're like, Facebook. I'm like, oh, that's nice.
Yeah, your stupid sister. She trumped you again.
Yeah, she totally trumped me. I was like, hey, I wanted to do that.
Yeah.
But I didn't know.
How old was your grandma?
She was like 87. So
yeah,
she
had it coming.
Yeah, oh yeah. We knew it was like, it wasn't like shocking, but it was like, I just didn't know. And when I got the phone call from my friend, she's like, oh, I'm so sorry. I'm like, sorry for what?
Do you ever do that thing where you post song lyrics that reflect your feelings in your status update?
No, I don't do that. But maybe that could have been a good day. I could have done that.
Yeah. A lot of drama on the Facebook, too. There is somebody that... I have a Facebook friend that every day her update is very, very, very dramatic.
Yeah?
Yeah. Her life is a roller coaster.
Yeah, and you're like, oh, I feel so much better about myself today.
This is the Garner Andrews Show. To go. Like, get the hell out of here.